Postcard from Fanny Big, the Welshman WHO went up a mountain and came down a hill, by Jonathan Davis. When is a mountain no longer a mountain? When it becomes a hill. Sounds strange? Read on. A mountain is a large landform that stretches above the surrounding land in a limited area, usually in the form of a peak. A mountain is generally steeper than a hill. Mountains are formed through tectonic forces or volcanism. These forces can locally raise the surface of the earth. Mountains erode slowly through the action of rivers, weather conditions, and glaciers. A few mountains are isolated summits, but most occur in huge mountain ranges. Image. Path ascending towards the beacons. There is no universally accepted definition of a mountain. Elevation, volume, relief, steepness, spacing and continuity have been used as criteria for defining a mountain. In the Oxford English Dictionary, a mountain is defined as a natural elevation of the Earth's surface rising more or less abruptly from the surrounding level and attaining an altitude which, relatively to the adjacent elevation, is impressive or notable. Image. One of several waterfalls. The UN Environmental Programme's definition of mountainous environment includes any of the following. Elevation of at least 2,500 meters, 8,200 feet. Elevation of at least 1,500 meters, 4,900 feet, with a slope greater than 2 degrees. Elevation of at least 1,000 meters, 3,300 feet, with a slope greater than 5 degrees. Elevation of at least 300 meters, 980 feet, with a 300 meters, 980 feet, elevation range within 7 kilometers, 4.3 miles. In the United Kingdom and the Irish Republic, a mountain is usually defined as any summit at least 2,000 feet, or 610 meters, high. Whilst the official United Kingdom government's definition of a mountain, for the purposes of access, is a summit of 600 meters or higher. In addition, some definitions also include a topographical prominence requirement, typically 100 or 500 feet, 30 or 152 meters. For a while, the US defined a mountain as being 1,000 feet, 300 meters, or taller. Any similar landform lower than this height was considered a hill. However, today, the United States Geological Survey, USGS, concludes that these terms do not have technical definitions in the US. Image. Deep valley sloping up towards Fanny Big. Fanny Big is a subsidiary summit of Warn Ride in the Brecon Beacons National Park, in southern Powys, Wales. At 2,359 feet or 719 meters, Fanny Big lies at the western tip of the Gwern Ceregelwyddin Plateau. Its name translates as Peak of the Bill-, perhaps in allusion to its striking pointed shape, as seen from some directions. The summit is bare but marked by a cairn, which stands on the edge of its precipitous western face. Image. A slippery path. The peak is prominent on the north-facing escarpment of the central part of the Brecon Beacons and several footpaths cross the summit. All the surrounding land is open access and so open to all. In poor weather, however, the paths are the safest route for access. The peak is often crossed by hikers aiming for Cribin, Mountain, Penafan and Corndu, and also forms part of the Fan Dance. Image. I went the wrong way at one point, but it did yield a spectacular view. In common with other peaks of the Brecon Beacons, the upper slopes of Fan Big are formed from sandstones of the brownstones formation of the old red sandstone laid down during the Devonian period. The lower slopes of the hill are formed from sandstones and mudstones of the underlying Seney Beds formation. The rock strata tilt gently southwards. The valleys to the northwest and east nurtured small glaciers during the last ice age. This glacial erosion resulted in the very steep northern face which the mountain possesses. Image. At the summit. Recently Fan E Big has been reclassified from a mountain to a hill, Fan Not So Big. The mountain, sorry hill, summit was 2,359 feet, which is above the required height for a mountain. However, a mountain peak must have a drop between the nearest summit of at least 98.4 feet, or 30 meters. Using newfangled technology, Middine Phillips from Welshpool measured the mountain. The technology is said to be highly accurate, using hundreds of readings and data points. It found that the peak of Fan E Big was 2,351 feet, shorter than previously thought, and the drop to the nearest peak was 93.4 feet. This meant that under the strict UK system it had to be removed from the list of mountains. Well, after hearing all that, I had to walk up it, didn't I? After all, it's only a hill. Image. There are many wind-swept valleys on the way. For the first part of the walk I followed part of the route of the Fan Dance, which some of the ex-servicemen on the blog may be able to tell you more about. The real thing covers 15 miles with a time limit of 4 hours. I did 8 miles in 3 hours, this includes drinks, breaks, lunch, rests, etc. This was by far the toughest walk I have undertaken, and I am an experienced walker and regular in the gym. I only did part of the course, and yes, it really is that difficult, and I can see why people die when attempting it. I followed the route up from Tor Pantor train station, ascended for a couple of miles, then deviated and went across to Fan E Big. I then took a different route back, which enabled me to take in more of the scenery. It may technically be a hill, but it is certainly a testing climb. Image. At the summit looking towards Penafan. Lush greenery and trees at the lower levels gives way to the more typical and recognizable Beacons scrub as you climb higher. There are stunning views all along the walk. It will come as no surprise that it is completely unenriched. There are various different peaks and different valleys. These are often known as a CWM. It was here glaciers formed during the Ice Age, then spread out, carving away huge chunks of the landscape. A key feature that lets you know if a valley once had a glacier is the large width compared to the river size. Image. From left to right, Penafan, the Kryban and Fan E Big. Waterfalls and streams abound, even higher up. It is windy at the top, even in good weather. From most places the distinctive twin peaks of Penafan loom over the horizon. You can see hawks on the wing if you are lucky. Sheep and some horses can be seen clinging to the steep mountain and hillsides. You can also get good views of the Ponts Tisil and Upper New Ad reservoirs. I would recommend this route for experienced walkers, taking plenty of water. Tough but rewarding. Copyright Jonathan Davis 2018.